Welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano, a show created to help you tackle life's greatest issues, from personal development to relationships, health, and business. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lauren Jano.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Lauren Jano, and I'm the host of Life's Issues, coming to you live all the way from Toronto, Canada, every Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tough Talk Radio. My mission in life is to help as many people as possible transform themselves so that they are living their best, most authentic, fulfilled, purposeful, and happiest life. And every week, I'll be bringing you experts from around the world to discuss a range of topics, from personal development to health, business, spirituality, relationships, and so many other things, all with the intention of inspiring you and transforming you to a bolder life. This hour is all about you, so if there is anything you would love to hear about on the show, please don't hesitate to email me at lauren@laurenjorno.com. So for those of you that have been listening in live every week, and I know there are a lot of you, first of all, thank you so much. And secondly, you will have noticed that last week I was not on the show live. And I had a little interesting incident that happened that resulted me being in Emerge for the day. And I wasn't sure if I was going to speak about it today. And then as I was going through my news feed on Facebook and checking in on some stuff, a quote came up from my personal mentor and coach, Brendan Burchard. And this is what the quote was. And it just so reflected everything that I've been through in the last week that I just took that as a sign to share this with you. So the quote goes as follows. In all the chaos and hurry, do not forget to notice the beauty and miracle of this world. Slow down, notice, observe, be aware, allow presence and awe to come back into your life. So I was literally forced to slow down last week when, as I was driving home from running an errand, I literally blacked out and passed out while driving my car. And the miracle of what happened was that it was 9:30 in the morning with plenty of traffic. Apparently, my car drifted across four lanes of traffic, through a light, and stopped literally inches from crashing into a brick wall. And I don't recall any of it. I just remember waking up and a guy standing next to my car calling 911 in an ambulance. And, you know, once I got through all the trauma of the day and, you know, had time over the weekend to reflect on everything, you know, I really took that as a sign, first of all, that if anyone ever has any doubt that we have an unseen support system out there that's looking out for us, for me, there couldn't have been more evidence of that last Thursday. The fact that not one person was injured, hurt, nothing was damaged is, to me, still beyond a miracle. And as the police that were on the scene said to me, you know, we suggest you go out and buy every possible lottery ticket you can today because it's just insane what happened. But, you know, as I reflected on everything over the weekend, it really did, well, literally cause me to slow down and to notice and observe, A, what I was feeling and who was around me and who was there to support and check in on me, and just to appreciate so many of the things and people that I have in my life. And although I try and do that on a daily basis, this just took that to a whole other level. And I really feel that I was gifted with an opportunity to look at my life even more honestly and more authentically. And I did not take that lightly. And I know on a physical level, I totally believe that, you know, that what happened was just an accumulation of stress and pressure, even though a lot of it is good stress, but, you know, stress nevertheless. And look at how I'm managing that. And on a metaphysical level, which I'm all about, you know, there are two sides to it. On the one hand, I took time to reflect on what was I literally trying to black out of my life. And there were definitely some things that came up for me. But on another level, I looked at it and, you know, looking at it from a positive perspective is, you know, just as a clean slate to really consider where I'm at and, you know, where I want to be and what I want to do and who I want to impact in the world and who I want to be around and spend time with. And, you know, as this quote from Brendan says, to really notice and observe and be aware of the choices that I'm making and how that's taking me either closer or further away from where I want to be. And just to, more than anything, appreciate what I have and the amazing support network that I have of the people that just rallied around and, you know, were phoning in to check on me. You know, I have a friend who lives overseas, and literally every couple of hours on Friday she was phoning to check in, are you still alive, are you still breathing, are you still okay? And it really made me see, at a time where maybe I didn't feel it, how loved and supported I was, both in this world and not. And I just, you know, as I said, when I saw this quote this morning, it was a sign to me to just to share that with you and for you to maybe take the time out and consider these things without blacking out on a busy street and potentially injuring and, you know, God forbid, killing someone or yourself in the process, and not wait for those dramatic things to happen, to really see, you know, are you living honestly and authentically and in alignment and with integrity of who you are and who you want to be. And I'm grateful to be here today. I'm grateful to be able to share this show with you, to introduce these amazing guests to you on a weekly basis. And I guess I just really, really want to encourage you to, in the busyness of your life, to take the time out and truly consider where you're at and who you're with and who's around you, and invest in what needs investment in and pull away from what doesn't. So that is my message for you today. And before we get started with the show, I also just, as always, wanted to make sure that you know how you can be a part of the show. We have two incredible guests on today that are really going to share with you how to change your thinking and impact the results in your world and in your life in a dramatic and different way. So if you want to chat to them, simply call in at 347-989-1363 at any time to join the conversation and ask any questions you have. Just press 1 and my amazing producer, Tony, will bring you to the show. And, of course, you can always listen in live or by phone by going to www.lifesissueswithlaurenjorna.com. And I know we will always love to have you join us. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then I will bring up my first guest for today, Todd Thomas.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Morandano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am so excited to introduce and speak to my first guest today, Todd Thomas. Todd is a longtime baseball and softball coach and professional hitting instructor, and he is the author of a new book, Tired of Having It But Not Using It. He's also a public speaker and mental performance coach. Todd's book is written for those who know what they have and what it takes, but keep falling short. And for those who may already be wildly successful, but know there's always room for improvement. He helps people realize their full and true potential and how to think themselves into results. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lauren. I'm thrilled to be here for the at least the very reason of hearing your story that you told before the break. That was amazing. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so excited to have you on the show. And I feel like I bumbled my way through your bio. So do you want to just a little bit about, what you do and your background, and then we can really get into speaking about your book and the story behind it.
Sure. I've been coaching and teaching and working with I say athletes because on occasion there's been other than baseball and softball, but it's been 99% baseball and softball players for going on 20 years. And what I discovered over a period of time, especially in my hitting instruction, Lauren, was that so many players could perform when it came to practice. They could do it in the batting cage, if you will.
Right.
But when it came time to step between the white lines, they were just absolute mental train wrecks. And that bothered me as a coach because I want my players to be successful. And so about 7 or 8 years ago, I dove headlong into the study of the mental principles and the mental game. And since that time, I've been teaching it more so than the mechanical stuff. I really consider myself more of a mental performance coach now, although I do teach them how to do it as well.
Right.
And have had resounding success with players that were mental train wrecks before and then went on to completely transform themselves as players, but then also in other areas of their life, be it school or in their work and such. And so I was inspired to write a book. I thought I want to write a book about this. And it started out to be a book directed just to baseball and softball players. But when I got a publisher, Lauren, they said, your message is great. Your principles for success, they're great and everything. But it's too narrow. You should make it broader for a wider audience. And I thought, you know what? That's a good idea.
And that's how it
translated to tired of having it but not using it, 8 secrets to kicking your head in gear, because not only were my athletes successful on the field, but I was seeing them be successful in other areas of their life as well.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you did, translate that to a broader audience. And I so relate with what you're saying, because I used to play tennis competitively. And, you know, I can totally relate to that. You know, when you're practicing and there's no pressure, that you're hitting the shots perfectly, your timing's good, everything's just like in that zone. And then all of a sudden it's match on, game on, and it's like, what the heck happened to my game, you know? So, and that's definitely something I know that I struggled with playing tennis, and so I totally relate to that. And and that's why I was just so excited to interview you today and have you on the show, because I come from that sports background. But so what are some of the things that you share with the people that you work with, that you teach them in terms of developing that mental toughness and having that strength?
Well, there's quite a number of things. The first thing is, when it comes to the athletic endeavors for people, the number one thing is to learn how to be relaxed. That is I tell my players this all the time. The number one goal before you do anything is to be as relaxed as possible, because studies show that it's impossible for us to get anxious or nervous when we're totally relaxed. And that's also when we perform our best.
Yes.
Now, and that's in the athletic arena. What I've become so passionate about outside of the athletic arena, but it translates there as well, is the fact that players and people and us in our lives, we must have targets, goals, missions, intentions. In fact, I wrote this down, Laura, when you were doing your monologue leading in. I absolutely love your mission statement. Love it.
Oh, thank you.
And what I did was, when you were reading yours, I grabbed mine. Let me read it to you real quick. I have mine written down on my goal sheet I read every day, and it says, my mission is to help as many other people as possible get what they want.
Oh,
and that's so close to what yours is.
I knew we were going to hit it off and get on.
I love it. So I'm so passionate about that, the goal end. And here's the thing, Lauren, is that so many people, when talk goes towards goals, sometimes they shut down. They think, oh, no more goal talk. I don't need that, or I've heard everything I could hear. And I really believe that I have, in my studies and everything, that I constantly read and stay, like you, I'm sure you do every day, trying to make myself better, have realized some things about goals and goal achievement that nobody talks about, and that it's critical to understand to be able to have the goals and to be able to accomplish them.
So I know you talk a lot about the it factor. So what does it mean to have that it factor, and how do you know if you have it?
Okay. Well, Wilma Rudolph was a famous Olympic champion for U.S. women's athletics. And she said, the potential for greatness lives within each of us. The it factor, as I define it, Lauren, is that potential that we all have to be great and to do great things. Now, I believe that everyone has it in them to be great and to do great things, everyone. But some they either don't know that they have it, or they're not sure, or they may need someone to tell them. And one of my intentions as part of my mission, one of my targets is to be that person for people. I'll be him. I'll be the one that can tell you, that tells you, you have it. You have that it factor. But here's the one thing that anybody can do to really realize whether they have it or not. Look themselves in the mirror. Look into your own eyes and ask yourself this one simple question. Is there untapped potential in me? And for any and all of us, the answer must be yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's so important, and I love this thought, and that is that the potential that you have, I have, all the listeners have, that may be untapped, guess what? That potential has a purpose. It's there for a reason. It's not just there to just sit there and to remain untapped.
Yeah.
It has a purpose.
So, through your book and the work that you do, how do you help people to tap into that? How do you help people to, live into that potential that they have? What are some of the strategies that you teach or
share?
Sure.
I'll give away some of the secrets. If you're in my book, it's called, my subtitle of my book is 8 Secrets to Kicking Your It in Gear. And those are, first, it starts off with the power of belief. I know you'll be all over this. What we believe is so powerful. We are literally hypnotized by our beliefs. You know, a lot of people think they want to use hypnosis to help them break through and accomplish something, when in fact what they really need to be is dehypnotized from the things that they believe to be true about themselves.
And
so, yeah, so they can, so sometimes I call myself the dehypnotist, so, because I want to dehypnotize people from the beliefs that they have that are in error about themselves, so they can move forward and accomplish things. So belief, and then, of course, thinking, that ties in with belief, but everything, as you know, starts with a thought. Nothing happens until a thought occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I mentioned, goals. And one of the critical things that no one ever talks about, really, about goal achievement, is that your self-image, if your self-image is not congruent with the goal you want to accomplish, it's not going to happen. Your self-image must be congruent. It must be on the same level as the goal. You can have a big goal, and you can give all kinds of willpower and teeth-gritted effort, but if your self-image is not up to that, you're eventually going to give out, and it's not going to happen. You're not going to reach that.
I love that you say that. And I think it's your self-image and your identity as well has to be congruent with the goal. And I love that you say that, because, you know, one of the things that I do with my clients in terms of goal setting is I have them go through a journaling or visualization exercise where they describe and write about how it's going to be when they've achieved the goal. You know, how are they going to feel? Who are the people that are going to be around them? What are they going to be doing? What, you know, like, because I think, and that's where a lot of people self-sabotage, is they start getting close to reaching their goal, but they can't handle it.
Well, I love what you said there, too, about the visualization that you have people do. That, Lauren, is the number one way to communicate to your self-image and your goal-seeking mechanism that is our brain and nervous system that we are engineered with as goal-seeking creatures. The number one way, you can write your goals down, and you should, but that's not even the number one thing that you should do. The number one thing that you should do to communicate your goals to your self-image, your identity, and your goal-seeking mechanism is to imagine yourself attaining, doing the goal, being the person that it would take to reach the kind of goal that you want to get.
I am such a huge Oh my gosh, like to me, visualization is everything. I have used it so much in my life, from the most traumatic, you know, circumstances, and from athletic endeavors to professional, you know, goals. And it is incredible, the power of visualization. And it's interesting, I was speaking to my naturopath the other day, and we were talking about weight management. And she was explaining about a study that was done, that people that are trying to lose weight, they constantly are saying to themselves and seeing themselves as fat. They don't lose as much weight, even if they're on the same program as someone in an equal position to them.
Well, and human beings, go ahead and finish on it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so I'm saying, again, it's just absolute validation of what you're saying in terms of all of this.
Right. I do it every day. Every day I sit down at least a couple of times a day. I close my eyes and I imagine myself doing the things that I am trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I do it in two different ways. One time when I sit down, I'm sitting in a chair in my own theater, if you will, a little home theater that I've built for myself in my mind. I sit in my most comfortable chair, and I'm looking up at the screen, and I'm watching myself do the things that I am trying to do, doing the things that I'm trying to accomplish. I hear myself saying what I'm going to say. I hear people talking back to me. This is all in my imagination. I'm using my imagination to communicate, this is my goal, this is my goal. And I tell myself all the time, this is the goal. And then other time, when I'll sit down and close my eyes and use visualization, imagination, is I am behind my own eyes now rather than watching myself. And so I do it that way as well. It's two powerful ways of using your imagination to communicate your goal.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the takeaways that you hope readers will get from reading your book? And I know you've got more than one, but
definitely.
Your newest book, I'm Tired of Having It but Not Using It.
I gave away a couple. First off is the incredible power of belief. That's number one. Secondly, that we choose our own thoughts. And we have 100% control over the thoughts we choose to think. And everything starts with a thought, and all success starts with a thought. Third, how to go from being just a goal setter to being a goal getter. And that requires the knowing that we are goal-seeking creatures, that we must have goals. And then I say this often to audiences I speak to and my athletes, if you're not setting your own goals, someone else is. Someone else is. Now, it might be your boss, it might be some sort of other authority figure, or it might be someone from your past. You're a teacher from when you were young, you're a parent who's what they told you when you were young is still in there, and those thoughts are pushing through and setting the goals for you if you're not setting them for yourself. So if you're not setting your own goals, somebody else is. And then the other thing, as I mentioned, that your self-image must be congruent with your goals. And then the one other thing that I would love people to take away from my book is that we as human beings will always act, feel, and perform in accordance to what we imagine to be true about ourselves and our environment.
Yes. Oh, beautifully said. Wow, Todd. Yeah, absolutely.
And I used the word imagine there instead of believe.
Mm-hmm.
They're somewhat interchangeable, but I like to use the word imagine there because we think in pictures.
Yes.
We think in pictures.
Yeah.
And the imagination is so powerful.
Yes. Oh, that is awesome. Oh, my gosh. I could talk to you all day. And I'd love to maybe connect with you offline if that's okay with you.
I'd love that.
Yeah, absolutely, and definitely have you back on the show. So just before we wrap up this segment, how can our listeners get a copy of your book or connect with you or contact you? What's the best thing to do?
Sure thing. I've got my own personal website. It is under construction. It's coming soon. There's going to be a lot of good stuff. It's todd-thomas.com. Can still go there and have a link to my LinkedIn page and my LinkedIn profile. I'm very active on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. It's a great way to connect and network with people. So people can connect with me that way. And then on that site and or just individually, you can go to itfactorbook.com. That's itfactorbook.com. And register to get a free preview of my book. I'm putting the finishing touches on it. I did a number of interviews with a lot of successful people and people that work with successful people about different questions that I had and wanted to clarify some things. And I'm infusing those interviews and quotes and stories into the book at this point. And so it's not finished and published yet, but should be in the coming couple of months, it will be ready and out, but they can get a free preview now by going to itfactorbook.com.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely have to have you back on the show when it officially comes out. So just for our listeners, if you are going to Todd's website, and correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, but it's Todd with two Ds, right?
That's correct.
Yes. So Todd with two Ds-Thomas.com. And I'd love to have you back on the show when your book comes out again, and I'll definitely connect with you offline. And just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to be here and share just these amazing insights with our listeners. Thank you so much, Todd.
You're so welcome, and thank you.
All right. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
Perfect.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am equally excited to introduce my second guest today, Diane Collins. Diane is the author of the highly acclaimed 6-time award-winning bestseller, Do You Quantum Think? Her life is dedicated to people living spirited, joyful, and masterful lives through leaps in awareness and the expansion of their approach to reality. She is a master of translating ancient knowledge into modern quantum terms that provide a practical and transformative platform for the way we conduct our business and our personal affairs. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for having me. I'm honored to be with you, and I just love the expansiveness of your own work and what you're presenting to the world. So thank you for making me part of it.
Oh, I am so honored to have you on the show. And I know, you know, it's no coincidence because I have one of the best producers around for my show. But I know that your message is so going to complement what Todd was just speaking about in terms of our belief and our thinking. And so, and I know, you know, one of the things he said was is that the power of belief and the importance of self-belief. And, you know, we had chatted offline a little bit about just looking at the topic of self-confidence, because, you know, that is critical for every one of us to create a successful, fulfilled, and happy life. So let's dive into it. And can you just explain to the listeners what this quantum thinking is and why it's important in our life and in the world today?
I'd love to. And you know, I just want to say, Lauren, that I was just on another show, so I was only able to hear the last few minutes of your interview with Todd, and it did sound really great and, right, very much related. And, you know, when you're talking about universal knowledge, it really is all related, and I think we each have a different perspective, and we're born with unique, you know, I like to say it this way, the great part about being human and the paradox of it is that universally we're the same and individually we're unique. So
yes.
Every one of us has a very important set of gifts, perspective, experiences that we're each given. And this relates to self-confidence, why I brought this up, that we're here to really present to one another as our, you know, in the way that we co-create and collaborate in this world. And I think that we are, you know, this is my belief, if you will, that we feel the best about ourselves. We're the happiest when we know that we're expressing our purpose. And our purpose is
mm-hmm.
not one thing. It's expressed in many different ways, right? But don't you
yes.
find that when you're working with people that, you know, when you really know, wow, this is it, you know, this is what I'm here. This is what I'm meant to be, to do. And I know I didn't talk about quantum thinking yet, but I will. But do you find that with your own clients and yourself?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is the natural energy that you get when you are in that space.
Yes.
It's like, you know, people often say to me, you know, you work so long and you work so many hours. And I often sit back and think, like, did I work this week at all? You know, because I'm in that zone. I'm in that space. And I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's very important to really get, you know, what I call living a masterful life, that I know, I'm not even going to say, it's not even a belief, it's that I know in my innermost being, Lauren, that we're here in this time, in this era, you know, in this time of this great transformation for humanity, of going to our next higher level of awareness, of consciousness, of self-expression, of unity, that we are here to be masterful at it. And, you know, when you look, and I know you've, I think I've read that you work with athletes, when you look in the world and you realize we love people who are masterful at what they do.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? We love the spiritual masters. We love the athletes. We love the recording artists, the actors, any profession across the world. We love, you know, when someone's a great parent or a great child, right, for that matter.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we aspire to that. So when you say, you know, what is people, of course, I want to say, what is quantum thinking? Well, you know, as a description, I just want to let people know that Quantum Think is an actual, what I call, system of thinking, 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness that give us a new perspective of how to relate in the world, and particularly getting a new relationship with our own thinking and our own mind. And as your former guest was saying, you know, that we all probably have heard the expression in some way, as you think, so you become.
Yes.
And so this becomes, but in traditional education, we don't really learn how to get in a good relationship with what I consider the five natural faculties of mind. And those are intent, the power of intent, which is where we create, right, in the form of thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what we're holding really in our feeling tone of our being, but expressed as thought. The creative dynamic, that's intent. Intuition, which is our connection to the infinite intelligent field that we're surrounded by. I mean, it sounds esoteric, but it's not, you know.
No.
We know we are always in this exchange of energy, information, intelligence, and that it's conscious. And that is the use of our intuitive faculty. The third one of the five that I distinguish is subtle energy, and we know that everything that we are is emanating. So whatever our own state of mind, how we're feeling moment to moment, is actually even a great contribution, because it's emanating out. Other people, it's reaching other people. When you walk, you know, I live in a condo building in Miami Beach, Florida, with my husband of 25 years and my partner in all things, Alan Collins, Master Quantum Thing Coach. And when, you know, I know just when I'm going down, when I walk into the lobby and the concierge there, or, you know, seeing our neighbors in the elevator, I know that my state is affecting them. I mean, they're affecting me too. But these are subtleties that we didn't learn in the what I call the earlier worldview, the industrial age. So what's quantum thinking are putting this all together. Wait, I only got to three. So the fourth natural faculty, resonance. And, you know, people talk about law of attraction, but there really is something to what gets manifest. How do we create our results? Again, mm-hmm. has to do with what we're resonating, what we're emanating, and that when you're living a more conscious quantum thinking life, you realize that you can shift your resonance. You don't have to be stuck with, you know, whatever doldrum you happen to wake up in. And
yeah.
The fifth one, meditation. So that didn't explain quantum think, but quantum think does enable us to master those. I just want to say one other thing about why we should quantum think.
Sure.
And that is that we know we're in a different landscape of the world today. We're in a 24/7 world. The pace of change is accelerating. That is a scientific fact, by the way, but we all know it because we feel it. You know, you all of a sudden it's like, what? More than half of this year is over, right? And it seems mm-hmm. like yesterday was Christmas. Does that feel that way to you? It feels that way to me. And then we have, because we're undergoing this great transformation in, you know, the way that we think, in our institutions, in the way that our technology, the amazing technology, has brought us together. So you think, well, that's all great. And we're in this kind of 24/7 world, yet the way that we have been kind of conditioned or trained to think has been more in a step-by-step how to approach.
Right.
Right? So
yeah.
It's like out of sync with the way that the world is. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with the how-to, and it's certainly relevant in many areas of life. But today, where we, you know, you've got 1,000 emails coming into your inbox every day, and social media, and you've got this and that and the other thing, Facebook and Instagram and Snap, what is it called? Snap. And all these
yeah.
things are coming in. We want to be able to live in that meditative state so that even as we're active in the outer world, in all the roles we play in life, that we can put into practice, engage these natural faculties so that you're in your inner stillness and at the same time, you're pulling in directly the information you need by using your intuitive faculty. And this is why it's important to quantum think. And quantum think, again, takes this, the insights from quantum science. It's not about science. It's how we use the discoveries of science, merging with the wisdom of masters and made practical in everyday life. So that's really what it's about.
You know, I was working with a client yesterday, and he kind of put what you're saying, I was asking him, like, what's a positive belief that he could take on? And he said something so beautiful, and it kind of just reminds me of what you're saying now. And what he said was that I can be present amidst all sorts of chaos. It kind of just reminded me of what you're saying now as well.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you're talking in terms of beliefs. I think, in a sense, it doesn't matter because it's the intent that counts. And from a quantum think perspective, we would say you can live from that created intent. Not an intention like a future goal. I make a distinction between intent and intention. But that what is my, if intent is the dynamic of creation that we've all been born with by virtue of her human birth, then how do we use it? And it's like what your client use is that we would say, I would go even one step forward, not just I can be present in the midst of chaos. I am present in the midst of chaos. So that would be another. And, you know, it brings up this question that you and I were talking about, self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and I've looked at it like, well, what has us be confident? What has us experienced? Like, where does our personal power come from? And I don't mean power like manipulating things, but just,
oh, absolutely.
Just what you were talking when we were talking about living your purpose, that kind of power, where you're in the energizing power, where you feel vitalized, where you feel great about being alive. Like, you wake up in the day, wow, today's like, what's going to happen? You know, it's going to be great. And that is the kind of, so when I look at the confidence and you realize that if you know, when you learn that mind is the creative substance that we've been born with. Now,
right.
And I say, if we learn. Now, in school, we learn, because what quantum think distinguishes between these two worldviews, like a version of reality. So we're in the quantum age now with all the technology and everything that goes with it. And we all know, we're multidimensional beings, we're energetic, we're spiritual, we're physical, we're cosmic, everything at the same time, divine, however you think of that. And yet we've been brought up in the machine age, in the industrial age way of thinking and assumptions. And so what happens is that when we're thinking about where do we get our power from, well, what I lovingly call the old worldview, the industrial age, that said only, the physical is real. It was kind of oriented us around five senses. So we could look in the circumstances to see, can we make a new direction in our business? And you look in your bank account and, there is a reality to the circumstances, so I'm not invalid. They're valid.
Absolutely.
But we don't have to be stopped by them. So you look in your bank account or you look in your history of circumstances or you look in, your family history, and sometimes this, or you look in your genetic history, right?
Yeah.
And if your thinking is, you can make, it's almost like you make yourself a victim of circumstances when you look that way. But we know today that from a quantum worldview, nothing is fixed and absolute, and that mind is the creative dynamic. And so when we learn to use these five faculties of mind and understand the principles, then everything we know, we can shape a new direction. And I think that is where we get the experience of self-confidence, because mm-hmm. we were born to use those faculties.
Yeah, absolutely. So very quickly, because we're running out of time, and again, like I know personally I could speak to you about this all day, all week, all month. As people are, you know, have that desire to live their purpose and to experience self-confidence, you know, you get that sometimes and often that fear and anxiety start setting in. So how do you address this with quantum thinking?
Well, the fear and anxiety, that those experiences come from, they're a result of thoughts that we have. Now, what I say is like this. This is an important, easy exercise tip recommendation, is to make a distinction between a thought that you originate, that you initiate consciously,
mm-hmm.
and a thought that I call it just visits from the surrounding atmosphere. Because
right.
we don't know, you know, we have a lot of automatic thoughts. I say blame it on the old world, you know, mechanical worldview. But it's not that we're not responsible. It's that just because you have a thought doesn't make it the truth. You don't
right.
have to believe it, and you don't have to identify with it or own it in any way. We say in our business, let it fly by like a bird past your window. So that's mm-hmm. how we deal with the anxiety and the fears, is you create a new relationship with your thoughts, a conscious relationship. So it's not like you have to monitor every single thought, Lauren.
Right.
That's the idea of the system, because all of a sudden, you know, you're just operating from a new perspective. But when you are not, you know, when you're feeling the anxiety, when you're feeling the fear, the doubt, the insecurity, you can just notice it. And I have a name for these. I labeled it least action pathway, the least creative action of the
mm-hmm.
thought. Because the thought and the meaning that you give the thought gives you the experience of anxiety. You know, my mother is 93. And she says, she calls it the jitters. And I say, well, what thought did you have that's giving you the jitters? You know, and she's really getting it now at age 93, that she's has a thought and she makes it mean something, and then she gives herself that experience. So that's the real quick tip. Make a distinction between a thought you originate and a thought that just visits. If it's a thought that doesn't empower you, let it fly by and create a new intent.
Awesome. Diane, thank you so much. Just as we wrap up this segment, how can our listeners get your book, get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is you can visit my website, which is Diane Collins, Diane with two N's, DianneCollins.com, DianneCollins.com, and you'll see all about my book. It has links to it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can also get it in stores. Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. I blog on the Huffington Post, so you'll see everything there, all my social media and everything.
Thank you.
And I would love you to come and visit me there and connect.
Awesome. Diane, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your time and your generosity to be on the show. It's been a pleasure to have you. I'd love to connect with you offline as well. And thank you so much. And we so appreciate it and have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much, Lauren. Let's go forward in total self-confidence, right?
Awesome. I love it.
Okay. All the best. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am just so grateful for the two guests we had on today, and really it does come down to our thinking and how we, what we think and what we believe, and I hope, you know, it came across today, you know, how it is possible to change that. And, you know, as always, you know, my question for you is, what are you going to take away? What are you going to implement so that you create something different in your life? Because without taking action, nothing changes. So as we wrap up today's show, just a reminder that you can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/laurenjorno or email me directly at lauren@laurenjorno.com. If you'd like to be a guest on my show, please go to www.lifesissueswithlaurenjorno.com. and fill out a registration form. We'd love to have you on the show. And just wanted to thank you once again for listening in today, and look forward to have you joining me again next week. Until then, embrace your inner truth, live your purpose, and make your contribution in the world today.
You've been listening to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano on the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.